235. Hymn number 235 will remain seated for all the verses. Bethel service. The morning resolve will be read by Brother Alan Springer. Vow unto the Lord will be read by Brother Art Ludwinka, and the manna by Brother Ben Danisky.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and join heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
I vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interest of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
May 6th. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. This then is the guide by which we may know our true position, not only at the beginning of the race, but to the end of it. If we are led by the Spirit of God, if that is the direction in which we are following, if that is what we are seeking, then we are sons of God. He owns and accepts all who have come unto him through Christ and who are trusting in the merit of the wedding garment and who continue to this attitude of heart.
Dear brethren, on behalf of the Associated Bible Students of Metropolitan Detroit, I would like to welcome all of you to our annual convention. It gives us a great deal of pleasure to meet and see so many of you of like precious faith. Our desire and prayers, dear brethren, are that we have all come here to have a season of fellowship with the Lord and with each other, and that our hearts may be comforted in the truth that we may be more closely knit together in the love of God and of our Lord and for all who are His. We are glad to know that when the due time shall have come, when in God's providence the election of the church shall have been accomplished, that from that kingdom of the elect, the glorified Christ, will go forth blessing all the families of the earth. What wonder it is that as we see something of the richness of His loving kindness and the length and breadth and heights and depths of His love, what wonder, I say, that this should prove an attraction that our hearts have been drawn to the truth and to this convention. And we are all desirous of being more and more filled with the Spirit and have it abounding in us richly, so that through the knowledge of Him we may be transformed in the heart and life and be changed from glory to glory as an image of the Lord. So as our convention theme text states, God hath revealed these things unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. As to the convention program, if you have not seen it as yet, we have listed a baptismal service, two testimony meetings, a symposium, and seven discourses. So with this spiritual feast before us, I again, on behalf of the Associated Bible Students, welcome you to share with us the blessings set before us on the Lord's table, so that the inner man may be nourished and that we can truly say it was good to have been here.